healthy life.
Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the program here tonight. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the show, and the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content that you see right there on the front page of the site. Now, when you put something there at freetalklive.com, and maybe it's a YouTube video that you like, or maybe a news article or a blog post, whatever it is that you enjoy, you think our other listeners might enjoy, you submit it to the site, and then other listeners and you get to vote on the things you like or don't like. So you, as you're going down the page, can click up if you like and down arrow if you don't. And then ultimately we'll know what you think is interesting. So please go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. It's all free. That's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue. There's more to the story from Bloomberg. Is that right, Johnny Ray?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about Bitcoin and the dollar. The article's author here seems to be a real fanatic about the Federal Reserve. He loves central banking. He loves fiat. And he's given us all his reasons why fiat's so great and is going to win out. The Bitcoin is going to lose. We'll get back to that in a moment. Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings. Hey, so, go ahead. You know,
people read Bloomberg, and they think that they're getting some kind of high-quality, high-brow, you know, good information about economics or finance. And this article is so wrong-headed. As Wolfgang Pauli once said to a student who asked a really stupid question, he's like, that's not even wrong. So I got two big beats with this article so far. They just show how wrong-headed and stupid it is.
All right.
Number one.
And you, by the way, are a Bitcoin critic. Just point that out.
Yes, I am. Number one, he keeps trying to talk about, he's trying to set up a dichotomy between Bitcoin and fiat. Okay, and you guys are a little bit guilty of not pointing this out. Bitcoin is a fiat currency, too. It's like trying to point out the difference between Christianity and Catholicism. They're both the same thing. Bitcoin is a fiat currency system. You don't take a Bitcoin and use it for something other than currency. What makes it fiat, let it be so. It's not like gold metal where you can hammer it into something and get a girl. You know, it doesn't work like that. I mean, maybe you can get a girl with enough Bitcoin, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, the way I think of fiat currencies is legal tender. If it's legal tender, then that's them saying, let it be so. You will accept
fiat
it.
Has a specific meaning. I mean, fiat means it does not have an intrinsic value, a value apart from its value as a currency. So gold has a value.
Well, that's not entirely true when it comes to Bitcoin, because you have to be careful. Bitcoin can mean two things. There's Bitcoin with a capital B, which is the Bitcoin system, the financial transaction system that is Bitcoin. That does have intrinsic value. That is the largest financial network globally, and there's real value there. The Bitcoins themselves have no particular value. They are valued by the marketplace at a certain arbitrary amount, but the Bitcoins are not usable for any other thing besides currency. But the Bitcoin network itself does have real value to it.
But only value as a currency and particularly value as
a transaction system. As a transaction system, as a network, a financial network. Just in the same way that that Visa and MasterCard have value in their capital assets that they use to, you know, do their transaction system.
Yeah, but they have more sort of tangible value, both in the sense that they have book value, like actual buildings and capital equipment, and also in the sense that they add value on top of simply doing a transaction, like the fact that you can dispute it, that you can check on it, that, you know, and that value doesn't really, you don't get that with Bitcoin. With Bitcoin, the quote-unquote value that you get is that you don't have to, it's very, very inexpensive to perform the transaction. But I would argue
it's also secure. It's also secure, so there's value in that as well.
You can argue that something like American Express or Visa are more secure, at least from the standpoint of either of these parties doing the transaction.
I don't know if you could argue that Visa and MasterCard are more secure. I mean, you just had Target lose what, I don't know how many, but it was like supposedly the biggest heist of credit card numbers.
They lost 40 million credit card numbers.
Yeah, that has ever
occurred. You have to sort of define what you mean by secure. In terms of being secure in the sense of being insured that if you engage in a transaction that that your transaction is on the up and up, and if it's determined not to be, that you can wipe the transaction, Bitcoin can't give you that. You can certainly lose your Bitcoins in a way that you could never lose the value in your credit card. Your credit card gets stolen, but you're indemnified from that. That's not a problem for you. That's part of the value of a credit card, and Bitcoin doesn't have that value. But the point being that Bitcoin is a fiat currency, and to try to set up a dichotomy to say that Bitcoin versus fiat is just completely, like, right away, you know, the author is a moron, or does not understand what he's writing about. So that's one thing that's just stupid about the article. The other thing that's profoundly stupid about the article is somehow, and that, you know, again, a lot of libertarians get this one screwed up, is this notion that Bitcoin is great because it's not inflationary. But the problem with Bitcoin in that sense is that it has exactly the opposite problem. It's inherently deflationary, not the good kind of deflation that comes from just improvements in the production and quality of products and services, but rather deflation in exactly the same market distorting way that inflation is bad, that just the amount of currency in the system is continuing to dry up, continues to dry up, and will eventually dry up a lot. And that distorts the market. It distorts the system for the same reasons that inflation distorts.
But there's
the system.
Whoa, hold on, Dennis. With the Bitcoin, there's a pre-programmed inflation rate that will last until the final amount of Bitcoins, which I think is, what, 21 million? Until the final amount has been mined. About half of them are done at this point. I know that somebody's done an estimate as far as when that's going to be. It's going to be several years down the road. At that point, then I suppose you could argue that, well, now all the Bitcoins have been created that are going to be created, and so therefore as people lose their Bitcoin wallets, that there will be fewer Bitcoins in the system. You could make the deflation argument from that perspective.
But, you know, saying that we're going to have deflation in 2 or 3 years and that it's going to continue forever basically means it's highly deflationary. But I would argue that even right now, the rate of Bitcoin destruction or loss is probably, and I haven't done an analysis, but I would estimate it's probably about, you know, near the rate of Bitcoin mining discovery, just because coins are so very difficult to mine now. You need a bank of dedicated computers that do nothing but mine Bitcoins and are programmed to do nothing but mine Bitcoins and are just like hardware for mining Bitcoins. And even then, it's hard to eke out some Bitcoins. It is getting-
yeah, Johnny Ray bought a Bitcoin miner and is basically
losing very
his
well
on that.
The point being that the 2 points in this article, the notion that Bitcoin versus fiat right away, that's false dichotomy. Bitcoin is fiat. And then two, trying to say that, you know, Bitcoin doesn't have enough inflation in it, it's exactly the same problem. Bitcoin has deflation built into it, which is...
Yeah, but ultimately the other point on the deflation thing, Dennis, is that with Bitcoin, it's not a real big deal if some people lose their Bitcoins, because ultimately whatever Bitcoins remain in the system kind of accessible... As Bitcoins become more valuable, they can just simply move the decimal point ultimately. And
no, but it's market distorting for exactly the same reasons that just creating new money is market distorting. The amount of currency, ideally, you want to be about constant, because that way the products and services themselves can adjust without having to kind of be distorted by these artificial fluctuations in currency. Whenever you have either inflation or deflation, what you have is a distortion in the market, and it's been harder to price goods and services. And the fact that with Bitcoin, it doesn't seem to happen at a great terminus, you know, we're not losing a trillion Bitcoins a year like we're gaining $1 trillion a year, so it's not at the same level of distress.
True, but Bitcoin is more volatile as far as its price, at least determined by or denominated in other currencies. So it does have that volatility factor that is going to make people not want to use it as a currency, but as long as it is constantly updated, then it can kind of keep, as long as you keep it in another currency's price and then base your Bitcoin price off of that, you won't really suffer from that issue too much. But Johnny Ray, what were you going to say there?
Well, I was going to say the volatility of the dollar-denominated price of Bitcoin is a function of its age. Bitcoin is in its nascent stage, and it's moving. The price is moving to a plateau. I think when it hits that plateau, it's actually going to be stable.
We'll see over time. Dennis, thanks for your call and thoughts. And as far as the fiat thing, Bitcoin may be fiat in that it's not, you know, real. but it's not fiat in the same way that fiat currencies are, in that it's not being arbitrarily manipulated. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to give somebody a cool gift for Christmas, get them a Bitcoin, or half a Bitcoin, or a quarter of a Bitcoin, whatever you can afford, because it's a pretty exciting concept.
Or 100 millionth of a Bitcoin.
But not everybody agrees, Johnny Ray. Not everybody is as excited as we are about Bitcoin.
That Dennis.
Well, what we're talking about here, and we're going to continue, is a story from Bloomberg, basically an attack. Not so much an attack on Bitcoin, I guess, as it is.
I think you're going to find. I think you're going to find as I go on that he's
he will attack.
No, that he's a lot more sympathetic to Bitcoin than you think he is.
Okay, all right. Well, he's sounding like a dollar fellator at the moment. He's sounding like he's a huge fanboy for central banking, fiat currency, and the dollar. And Dennis Goddard had called in from Concord, early Free State Project participant. So it just goes to show you there's disagreement amongst Free State Project participants about Bitcoin. Some people are huge fanatics. Others are critics. But the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about this movement of what will end up being 20,000 people who, and right now we've got 15,000 plus, that are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Many of those people, hundreds of them, will be attending the upcoming 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening February 20th through the 23rd, so we're about 2 months away. It's going to come up on you real fast. Crown Plaza Hotel's the same location as it has been the last several years. Dozens of speakers will be attending, including Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, as well as New Mover and Free State Project founder Jason Sorens. NHLibertyForum.com is the website to go and learn more and get your early bird priced tickets. You're not going to want to miss this. It's basically a weekend in a hotel with hundreds of people who actually love freedom. Many of these people, and who are going to do something about it, many of these people have already made the move, as you and I have done, Johnny Ray. Others are considering making a move. They're coming up to check it out. They're coming up to see what it's like, what this community is like. Is it everything that it's cracked up to be? Is it everything that we've been saying it is here on Free Talk Live? Come up, see for yourself, explore at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, nhlibertyforum.com. So we're sharing with you this article from Bloomberg. It's very loving towards the state and the state currencies, basically saying that there's no way the Bitcoin can defeat the dollar or the euro.
I want to go back to something that Dennis said, one of the contentions that he had with the article. The first one was that the article sets up Bitcoin as being versus fiat money.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis said Bitcoin is fiat money. So the article on its face, one of its premises is wrong, and he has a problem with it that way. Now, I went to Wikipedia and I looked up fiat money.
Thank you. I was just doing that myself.
So fiat money has been defined variously as, there's three bullet points here. One,
right.
Any money declared by a government to be legal tender. And that was the definition that I operated under. Two, state-issued money, which is neither convertible by law to any other thing, nor fixed in value in terms of any objective standard. Three, money without intrinsic value.
Okay, so it meets, Bitcoin meets, or Bitcoins meet the third definition of fiat. And from that perspective, I'll agree with Dennis, but I think generally, you know, the major definition of fiat being that which is an authoritative decree definitely applies more to government money than it does to Bitcoin, because there is no authority that's shoving Bitcoin down anyone's throat, whereas the central banks are definitely shoving their dollars or euros or whatever down people's throats through legal tender, which is a law that forces people to accept these things.
Yep. Now, I'm one of these guys who basically believes that none of these currencies, that nothing has intrinsic value. There's no such thing as intrinsic value. That value is totally, is a personal thing. And gold also has no intrinsic value. It is what it is, and it does what it does, but it doesn't have intrinsic value.
I get you. I think there's a solid point that you're making there, but ultimately, you know, the point about gold is that it can be used for other things besides currency. And then that, I think that was something that Dennis touched on. You know, gold is used in part of PC boards with computer products. Gold is used in jewelry. You know, gold is used as a conductor. Gold is used for different things. Whereas the only other thing you could use a dollar bill for would be to, you know, wipe your butt with it, snort some cocaine with it, or to set it on fire.
And who are you to tell me that medicine is more important than me snorting cocaine? And that's my point. It's you know, you could say that this has real value and this doesn't, but I disagree, and I don't think you can prove me wrong. Bitcoin itself, can you look at a Bitcoin? Can you print up the private key for a Bitcoin? Is that a Bitcoin? I mean, I could use that to teach someone how to read.
No, a Bitcoin is a ledger, is an item on a ledger. The ledger is the blockchain, and that is publicly accessible by anybody. The Bitcoin is that which the ledger tracks. the locations of these digital things. That's what a Bitcoin is. So, no, the private key is what gives you access to the Bitcoins in that portion of the ledger.
Very good. Very good. I'm gonna go on with the article.
Let's do that.
And I'll just let my own thoughts kind of percolate a little bit.
Toll-free number, by the way, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line.
The story is from Bloomberg Business Week by Brendan Greeley. Money does three things. It serves as a unit of account. You can quote prices for common goods in dollars, as can all the other people in America. It serves as a store of value, as with the dollars in your bank account. And it serves as a medium of exchange.
Which it doesn't. The dollars don't, as we pointed out. We did kind of jump through those before.
Yeah, we did.
Recapping.
We're recapping. It serves as a medium of exchange. Your grocery store takes dollars, and so do you from your employer. Bitcoin, like gold and silver, is finite, making it a good store of value. And it exchanges well. Magnificently, in fact. Far better than gold.
Better than the dollar, I would argue, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the reasons that some of the Bitcoin payment processors... Sorry. Some of the reasons that Bitcoin purveyors, sellers of Bitcoin, don't accept... can only take cash is because... the Visa network and the MasterCard network is just too old and clunky, and it doesn't work with them.
Well, it's also hard to get approval, and, you know, you got to get your merchant authorization, and it's a hassle. It's a hassle to accept credit cards, whereas if you want to accept Bitcoin, you can literally have Bitcoin links up on your website as fast as it, you know, as long as it takes you to edit your website, basically, mm-hmm. or go to bitpay.com or Coinbase. You know, just to come back to one of the points he made earlier about how he says that the dollar supplanted gold for the same reason that the dollar will defeat Bitcoin. And I don't know if he's really dug into that quite yet, but one of the points I wanted to make on that was that one of the reasons why notes, or, you know, the dollar is a note, basically. It used to be a note representing gold. Now it's just a note representing debt. But anyway, the reason why paper notes replace gold is because they're easier to deal with. You know, you don't have to have a huge gold pouch or whatever. You don't have to have a big old gold or silver ounces clanging around in your pockets. It's just easier to have paper representations of that gold or silver. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the big reasons why the gold and silver was supplanted. But Bitcoin's easier to use than the dollar because you don't have to make change with Bitcoin. If you want to do a Bitcoin transaction with somebody and it's, you know, 0.015789 Bitcoin, that's it. You just send that and that's it. It takes it out of your account and there's no change to be made. So it's a faster transaction. It's less hassle for the point of purchase. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. We'll continue with this story. Your thoughts as well are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is the Christmas Eve edition. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can shop over at Amazon. It's obviously way too late to get delivery in time for Christmas, but it's never too late to get your shopping done. And, of course, you might end up with a little bit of extra money after the holiday season, so maybe you want to spend that on something you've been wanting. Well, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you're looking for. Of course, you know Amazon. They're huge. They've got almost everything there. They've even got a grocery section at Amazon. So you can go and hook yourself up with whatever it was you were excited about getting at shop.freetalklive.com, and feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a portion of that purchase price. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com is where you can register your account for free, participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of archives for free. SchoolSucksProject.com. Now, we're in still in the midst of this Bloomberg piece. How far through this are we, by the way, Johnny Ray? This Bloomberg puff piece for the dollar and central banks, which gives a little bit of credit to Bitcoin. It's not as critical as it could be.
We're about halfway through.
About halfway. We're going to continue it here, but we'll stop down for your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Skype, where Corey is on the line in Savannah. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I want to just...
I wanted to discuss the whole idea of intrinsic value. I am kind of with Johnny on this one. The value is socially constructed, that it's an emergent property that can only exist when two people agree that something is valuable. So gold, the gold value of gold is based on a lot of other values. So if it has the intrinsic value that y'all are talking about, because it can be used in computer components, it only remains valuable so long as people value computers or are able to use computers.
That's true.
Now, there's an entire system currently based on the use of computers and the value of computing power. So if tomorrow that went away, gold would go away, and so would Bitcoin, the value of it. I mean, gold might not.
People still like shiny things, too, right?
So, exactly, shiny things. But if people stopped liking shiny things, then yeah, its value would go away, happen. Too.
No, but yeah, I get exactly where you're coming from, and I think you guys are right in that value is arbitrary. It's completely subjective based on what the buyer and seller want. But the point I think that what is being suggested by the people who are talking about intrinsic value is that gold currently has uses outside of being a currency, whereas Bitcoins or dollars really don't. I think that's the most relevant point that they were making. Not that, if all of a sudden gold became not a good conductor and gold was no longer shiny and attractive, that people wouldn't find it as valuable. I think that's certainly true, but ultimately, it's definitely true. It's irrefutable that gold is at this point in time more useful. It is beyond useful, in that it is not just useful as a currency. It's useful beyond that.
Well, I think that the Bitcoin's value, intrinsic value, exceeds gold's, especially to the fact that you can divide it down to the eighth decimal point. You can transfer it so incredibly easily. That's the reason gold made such a great currency. It had intrinsic value as a currency because it was malleable, it was divisible, and it was light and could be easily exchanged as a store of value. That's where Bitcoin really excels in its intrinsic value as a currency. Now, the thing about Bitcoin also, though, is that it's not very scarce. The code is open source. So if you want to use its other intrinsic values as a digital ledger system to show ownership, that can be copied an infinite amount of times.
Well, what you're saying is that you're saying like there are these altcoins out there, these alternative coins. That are essentially copies and then modifications of the Bitcoin system. That much is true. You're right that that Bitcoin can be copied. However, those alternative coins don't have the same level of use because they're different systems entirely. While there are similarities between them, they're not as widely accepted, most of them. In fact, most of them, the super majority of them aren't accepted at all in any meaningful way by anyone beyond just a pure speculation market.
Yeah, I mean, to call them a pure speculation market is to imply that the Bitcoin market is based on speculation as well, which it is. But I believe that it has quite a bit of potential, especially with its limit. I mean, like you have the Infinity Coin, the amount of coins that exist on the market is just, is incredible that it has any value right now because there's just so many of them, but Bitcoin is limited.
From that perspective, Bitcoin is scarce in that there is a limit on the amount of Bitcoins that are out there, in the same way there is a limit on the amount of gold, at least at this time, without some sort of alchemy, there is a limit on the amount of gold in the earth as well.
Yeah, I sent an email to Mark not too long ago, if you don't mind me pulling that up. I mean, you're going to end up with 21 quintillion Satoshis. There's a lot less grains of gold in the world right now than there are Satoshis.
Interesting.
If you understand what I'm saying.
A Satoshi is one whatever the hell, 0.00000.
It's 1/100 millionth.
Yeah, it's the smallest amount of Bitcoins.
Yes, and it works very well. as far as if you go two decimal points away from the Satoshi, then you have 1.00 or 100 Satoshis, which is easily divisible. And Mark one night brought up the fact that that's kind of Western-centric, but if you want to go that route, then you should say, okay, well, the Internet is Western-centric. If you want to say that the 1.00 is, mm-hmm. that's a tangential issue.
While we're talking about divisibility, Corey, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say, earlier you mentioned that Bitcoin was open source, and the divisibility currently is 8 decimal places.
But it could change.
It could be anything. It could be anything down the road if they need more divisibility. And importantly, I think the Bitcoin network,
right?
The Bitcoin network has to adopt it en masse. This has to be sort of something that they arrive at with consensus.
So that does change how the scarcity factor plays out, right? Because if you can just keep moving a decimal point, then that essentially increases decreases the scarcity, does it not?
The scarcity of one whole Bitcoin is the same. It's not changed at all, no matter how much you move to the decimal point.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
A piece of that Bitcoin becomes more available
yeah.
the more you move to decimal point. But yeah. I think the scarcity is the same.
Any other thoughts you want to share, Corey?
Right now, 1.2... right now there'd be 1.2 quintillion Satoshis, and there's currently 1.039 quintillion pennies in existence. Mm. So the Satoshi, if we were going to make it as far as scarcity goes equal to the Satoshi, then we would have to say that it would be worth about a penny because of scarcity. But, of course, the penny's value is higher because it's so widely in use.
Which, of course, also Bitcoin comes back to, legal tender. Final thoughts. Go ahead, Corey, quick.
That's it, I guess.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you on Christmas Eve on Free Talk Live, because we are here live, unlike a lot of talk shows.
I'm glad he called me. I'm glad he called up. He had my back.
Yeah, he had good info, too. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Only moments remain in this episode of Free Talk Live, but just enough time for you to get your call and thoughts on the air. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here. You dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you've got about a day or so left, because Christmas is the end of your opportunity to get Bitcoins in return for your Free Talk Live AMP. So what is AMP? AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a program, a concept that was developed years ago, courtesy of our friend Johnson, who actually suggested it, that allows us to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations coast to coast. How does it work? Well, you send $5 a month in via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard directly on our website through our secure server. So you can sign up in the way that works best for you, and then we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, say buying industry advertisements for talk radio and the talk radio business, or maybe a talk radio station needs a new receiver, a satellite equipment to receive the show. We can provide that to them. We go to industry conventions as well with this money. So this is money that really helps us bring stations on board. We've got over 130 stations today, thanks to, in a large part, the Free Talk Live AMP program. Listeners like you. So again, it's $5 a month. You get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. So normally, those are some good reasons to join the AMP program. But right now, you've got extra reasons. One, your AMP dollars will be doubled. So if you donate $5 a month to AMP starting tonight or tomorrow, then that will be doubled. Now, that doubling offer is up to $950 per month. We've raised around $700-some toward that $950 a month goal, so we're within striking distance of meeting that goal, and I hope we can meet it by the end of the year, because we're looking to use that money to pay Daryl to be our affiliate relations person, or rather our second affiliate relations person. I also am an affiliate relations person. That means the person who calls radio stations, pitches Free Talk Live to them to try to get us on the air. So that's what the money's going for. We're getting close to our goal. We could still use your help. So again, your money will be doubled. If you donate $10 a month to AMP, it's like giving 20, because we've got some generous matching contributors out there who are willing to pony up to $950 per month. But the deal that's expiring on Christmas, and I'm going to guess it'll be good through Christmas Day, but the deal that's expiring at some point tomorrow is the Bitcoin matching deal. So if you want to make your get Bitcoins in return for your AMP, what you do is go to amp.freetalklive.com, AMP the show as a new amplifier, or if you're a current amplifier, you can up your AMP, you can increase it. But if you AMP the show as a new amplifier or increase your AMP, the amount that you're amping will be turned into Bitcoins and sent back to you. So if you come on board as a new amplifier, $5 a month, We get that $5. We then get $5 from the matching contributors. So Free Talk Live gets $10 for that month. You get $5 worth of Bitcoin if you send me your Bitcoin address to ian@freetalklive.com and let me know that that's what you want. You know, you may not want the Bitcoin. If you don't want it, then don't send me the address. But if you do want to get some Bitcoin in return for your first month's AMP, then you've got through tomorrow to take advantage of that. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones and the fun. Perry listening in Nashua, New Hampshire to WSMN. Hey, Perry.
Yay. Perry. I'm finally on the radio.
Here you are, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not talking to the I am talking to you.
You are on the air with Ian and Johnny Ray here on Free Talk Live.
Earlier in the evening, your first caller, you're very rude to him, and it is Christmas Eve. You should be very polite to people once in a while. It's happy holidays, and thank you for having me on hold.
Well, how was I rude? I mean, how was I rude to Dave? Is this your first time listening to the show, Perry? Okay, you don't want to have a conversation, which I consider that to be rude, by the way. You want to call in and say something and critique us. You don't want to talk about what you're bringing up. I'm going to guess it was Perry's first time listening to Free Talk Live tonight because Dave is a chronic caller of the show. And I don't feel like we were rude to Dave tonight. We kind of joked with him a little bit about some of the things that he was calling about this evening. But Dave's a relatively new listener to the program. He's become a chronic caller, meaning he calls almost every night. And sometimes he brings something more or less valuable to the table. He didn't really bring anything valuable tonight. He wanted to call with a couple of personal clarifications about Dave. And it really isn't something that, you know, most people don't know Dave. They don't know, unless they've been listening for several weeks, they don't have the whole story on Dave. So I'm going to guess that Perry there was not listening over the last few weeks because he didn't have all the context around Dave. We've had Dave on for several segments in the past. Well, there was one night where I think it was me and Tally and Allie. We talked to Dave for the bulk of an hour about his issues that he's had online with being harassed, or so he says, by different internet forums, for instance. We talked about internet harassment in great detail with Dave, and I thought it was an interesting conversation. I wasn't so interested in what he called about tonight. What about you, Johnny Ray?
No, I wasn't too interested.
I didn't feel like we were rude to him.
I don't really remember much of what he was talking about.
Did you feel like we were rude or I was rude to Dave tonight?
I don't think Dave would have recognized if you were, because Dave wasn't really listening to you.
No, Dave just wanted to talk.
You would ask for a point of clarification or say something to him, and then he would pause for a second and then just start over the sentence that he was already saying.
Yeah.
So Dave wasn't really listening. You were just trying to expedite his phone call, and
you just sit back and you let Dave, if we were to just sit back and let Dave talk, if Dave were to call in and whatever it would be that Dave wanted to say, he would spend several minutes saying something that he could say in 20 seconds, because that's just how Dave is. If you go on his YouTube channel, which is Poughkeepsie Guy, he lives in Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie Guy is his chat room handle. If he's ever in the LRN chat room, he's Poughkeepsie Guy, something or other. Hudson Valley Guy number one, the number one. Hudson Valley Guy one on YouTube. And frequently his videos consist of Dave talking to the camera, much like kind of like the attitude of a professional wrestler, like, you know, pointing at the camera and kind of getting in your face and getting loud. And he'll frequently basically repeat the same things that the first thing that he says in the video, he then repeats over and over again for 5 to 7 minutes. That's just Dave. You know, that's how he is. But that doesn't work for talk radio real well. You know, because on talk radio, it hopefully should be entertaining, so you'll continue listening through a commercial break. Or listen to the whole show, hopefully. And if it's just some guy calling and rambling over and over again, then that's not going to be real tune-in material, I guess. So we walk a fine line in producing this radio program every night for you here, because we basically break the rules of talk radio here on Free Talk Live. I mean, one of the main rules in talk radio is that no caller should get more than 2 minutes on the air, and that caller should be heavily screened. If they, you know, this is what they tell you when you start the business. At least they told us, and I promptly ignored most of what I was told. But, you know, there's a way you do it in talk radio, and Free Talk Live isn't that show. You know, we don't select a topic. Like, we've been talking about Bitcoin, but it wasn't determined that, well, in hour number two, we're going to talk exclusively about Bitcoin. No, no. You can call up in the middle of a Bitcoin conversation and talk to us about something else. That's not a problem. We can do that here on Free Talk Live. We have that flexibility. But at the same time, an open phones show can be a disaster. If it's not run the right way, it can be an absolute disaster. You've always got to be aware of, you know, what the listeners are thinking. What is it? You know, is this person interesting? Open phones doesn't mean that the person who calls gets to spend all the time they want on the air either. So there's no arbitrary number as far as the amount of time someone gets to spend on the air. If you're interesting, we'll spend longer with you. If you're outrageous, we'll spend longer with you. If you're controversial, if you are arguing about something, you're disagreeing, we're going to probably spend longer with you. If you drop the S-bomb or the F-bomb, you're done. You know, if you are boring or repetitive, we've got to do something about that. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to hang up on somebody. So we try to have as much of a conversation with as wide a range of people as we possibly can. But by all means, if you think we're being rude, call us out. I'm certainly capable of it, and I've apologized before for how I behaved on the air.
Sure, I'm still too scared to get rude with anybody, but maybe someday.
But yeah, call me out, Johnny Ray. If you think I'm treating somebody inappropriately, feel free to call me out. Let's go to Temper. He's on the line, calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and the show.
Well, a happy holidays and season's greetings and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Temper.
And all of the rest.
And just for the record, I call in all the time. I've probably called in at least 30 times this year. You guys have never been rude to me.
Ian, get this guy off the air, please.
Get off my phone! Thanks for the call, Temper. Do appreciate hearing from you. You know, that's what a lot of the talk show hosts are all about, is being as mean as they can be to people that they disagree with. I love it when people call and disagree. If we can disagree and actually have a conversation where the person who's disagreeing is just not shouting insults or something like that, then that's great radio as far as I'm concerned. Please, call and disagree. But not right now, because we're done. But we'll be back tomorrow night for the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. And by we, I don't mean you, Johnny Ray. You're going to take the night off. Daryl and Nemi will be here tomorrow, and we'll be here with you. And see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.